Hey there, true believers. My name is Joshua, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. C-3PO. He's one of the most famous and beloved droids of all time. Star Wars fans have always loved droids in this universe. They just seem to find that special way into our hearts, whether it be Chopper from Rebels, K2SO from the much-loved Rogue One story, or even that squirrely little mouse droid that seems to make its way into most of the films. I think we can all agree, however, that R2-D2 may be even more beloved than any of these droids, especially being as he's made an appearance in nearly every single Star Wars movie and TV show. But I believe that the most relatable droid has to be C-3PO. He can be a bit of a worrier. He looks at the odds and panics because they are not ideal. He's a bit of an anxious droid. And especially these days, I think we can relate to this anxiety and fear of the unknown more than ever. These past 6 months have been the hardest time of my life. I haven't made a Devo for this podcast since December, and I felt terrible for not keeping up with doing this thing that I have loved doing. This year, I've dealt with more anxiety than I've ever experienced, mostly due to a lot of unfortunate things happening in my personal life, but COVID and isolation definitely aren't helping anything. Not to mention depression, knocking at my door pretty badly for the first time in my life as well. But today, I am very grateful to say that I feel like I'm finally on the other side of this battle. I haven't felt depressed in over a month, and anxiety is only occasionally a challenge right now. But it's a challenge that I feel equipped to handle. I attribute two main things to this breakthrough. Number one, I got help. I seeked counsel. And number two, I learned not to take my eyes off Jesus. In Matthew chapter 14, there's the story of when Peter went to walk on the water. In verse 24, it says, "But the disciples who were now in the middle of the lake ran into trouble, for their boat was tossed about by the high winds and heavy seas. At about 4 o'clock in the morning, Jesus came to them walking on the waves. When the disciples saw him walking on top of the water, they were terrified and screamed, 'A ghost!' Then Jesus said, 'Be brave and don't be afraid. I am here.' Peter shouted out, 'Lord, if it's really you, then have me join you on the water.' 'Come, join me,' Jesus replied. Peter stepped out onto the water and began to walk towards Jesus. But when he realized how high the waves were, he became frightened and started to sink. 'Save me, Lord,' he cried out. Jesus immediately stretched out his hand and lifted him up and said, 'What little faith you have. Why would you let doubt win?' And the very moment they both stepped into the boat, the raging wind ceased. Peter only started to sink when he took his eyes off of Jesus and focused on the storm around him. Many of us are in the middle of a storm right now. If all we focus on is the storm, it is all we will ever see. But if we realize that Jesus is here and he's not worried about the waves or the winds, and that he will never leave us, we can walk on water in the middle of the storm. Anxiety comes when we forget where God is present in our lives. There have been many, many moments when I felt anxiety spiking in my chest, and I've had to just stop, take a deep breath, and remind myself that Jesus is here. He's not left me, and he's not worried about this storm. I actually take a moment and I just picture Jesus right there next to me in that room, ready to embrace me. The other massive thing that's helped me is actually getting help. I started to see a therapist for a few sessions back in April, and she helped me realize some of the big things that I've been doing to myself has actually been causing me so much of this anxiety and depression that I've felt all these months. God never intended for us to do life alone. There are many, many scriptures that talk about seeking wise counsel in your life. Even C-3PO wouldn't have made it through any of those movies if it wasn't for all the help that he had from the people in his life, especially R2-D2, although I'm not sure R2 did much counseling with him. Not all the problems in my life are resolved right now. There are still storms that I'm in the midst of right now. Serious things that I'm still kind of just waiting for God to help with. I know He will. But I feel confident that I can actually walk on water now when I keep my eyes on who is with me the entire time through this storm. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, please hit that subscribe button and join our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Joshua for your Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, remember, God has never left you. Take a deep breath. It's going to be okay.